Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in count is called White Resonant Mirror, and it is the seventh day of the Yellow Human Wave Spell, and it's Solar Moon Day 15. And I have this blessing of being able to hear myself, and I love it because suddenly I feel like I'm also benefiting from the podcast. I would delayed waiting for my headphones to arrive. Thanks for your patience. And I'm going to make a more concerted effort here to really drop in to the channel. It is a resonant day. That is a day of channeling and attunement and being wide open and receptive and some kind of emissary between what the sky and earth need to communicate back and forth. So we're pretty psychic today, and that is a good place to be when talking about natural time. It's important to notice, per my preoccupation with the third week of each moon, each 28-day moon is divided into 4 7-day weeks, just like our regular lives. And strangely, right now, this year, both the Gregorian week that we're used to, which we say starts on a Sunday, and the natural time 13-moon year week also starts on a Sunday. That is not always the case. It changes each year by one day. So next year it'll start on a Monday. But currently this year, it starts on a Sunday, the week, just as we are acclimated to. So yesterday we began the third week of this particular four-week moon, the 28-day moon called the Solar Moon. And when we're in the third week, things are transformative. They can be accelerated. They can be charged and take us into unconscious places where we're also blooming into consciousness, that transit from things being unconscious to conscious. And that is because we are digging into the dream time in the West when we are in the third week, and that place of dreaming and the night descending and limiting our vision, limiting our access to sunlight is sort of the metaphor for going deep and into the personal realm of darkness. And so it just has a different tone than clarity and clear direction. Instead, there is like feeling our way through life. And it is the element of water in the West, and water can be really emotion heavy focused. And that hasn't happened yet. I was so emotional last week, and probably the week before, that I might be done with outpourings of water for a while, but maybe not. It's been tough. It's been really, really hard for me to be at peace and enjoy for a little while, and I can't tell if anything is truly changing. It seems to me that the Yellow Human Wave Spell has two clear signifiers. One is it is showing me the fallibility of the human being. Humans make mistakes. I mean, I guess animals make mistakes also, but humans have this extra ability to calculate, like, that was a mistake and I shouldn't do that again. I mean, I would think animals do as well, but humans' mental complexity means that we like mull it over. It becomes an idea that something didn't go the way we planned it to go or wanted, and it creates this kind of like schismatic brain. I mean, I'm not sure what the language is. I've been living it where you're just like, are you kidding me? That is completely an error, whether it's my error or witnessing someone make one, and just being very caught up in judgment and criticism, as well as sort of like astonishment, just total awakening to the fallibility of humans, of humankind. I mean, we're so accomplished. We're so bright. We're so skilled in tons of ways, and I don't want to dispute that. But there's just this quality of the yellow human time that I recall now that we're in it, which is watching things go wrong due to human error and saying perhaps that to celebrate yellow human is to kind of separate from celebrating divinity and in the inherent perfection of a divine realm. Like, no, we're in the human realm where it's imperfect. And of course, all of us on this path don't have to spend all our time being human. That's sort of the point, is that we move through the array of tribes, and there are 19 other representations of how to live through a lens, through like an epicentric, mythology. The mythology of Red Skywalker, the mythology of Blue Monkey, the mythology of Yellow Sun. We have all these other places that we can land and experience instead of just being a human being. But then we come to Yellow Human and we're asked to kind of return back to the somewhat limited and faded experience of just being a human being. Just being a human being. That sounds to me restrictive, and that is how it can feel. But on the other hand, there's all this functionality of the yellow human, as noted, really skilled, really good at creating things, really good at innovation, has a lot of influence on the planet, and maybe not on the planet to its core, but in terms of like the surface layer, we have a lot of influence. So those qualities seem kind of like strengths at this moment. I'm, as stated, always working on this house. And so I move through all these different wave spells and their qualities while I'm still trying to do this intense, relentless manual labor. And when we get to yellow human, it's easier to get things done than during blue storm. This is absolutely true. So I'm trying to think about free will. I thought in the blue storm wave spell, free will is one of the words Jose Arguelles chose for yellow human. He chose influence, free will, and wisdom. So the wisdom one is interesting, right? That, I think, is what happens through trial and error, is you gain wisdom. I don't think inherent wisdom is what we're discussing. I think it's like, oh, I gain wisdom through experience. And yellow human has all these experiences of like, that went well, that didn't. Next time I'm going to try to do the thing that makes it go well. Although many humans can't choose the thing that makes life go well. They choose the thing that makes life go sideways. I'm sort of, that's a self-own right there. So, but influences, check. Wisdom, perhaps that's explains why he chose the word wisdom, or that's my response to the word wisdom being thrown in there. And then the final one, free will. Clearly, that's the infamous part of a human being, is that we have free will. It separates us from animals somehow. Although, I mean, I have dogs and they seem to have free will, so it's just all allegory. But free will, I don't think I can actually do a treatise on free will. The philosophers do it better, but it's thrown in there because that is like the Achilles heel of the human, is that we have to learn in some ways how to allow divine will to take over us, direct us, inhabit us, divine will. That's what we're aching for in a resonant day when the channel opens up within us. Free will, sort of the egotism, like, I'll do what I want. I know what I'm going to do. I know what to do. I don't need direction. I don't need influence. I am the influencer. And so you can check to see if you're struggling with that. What I was going to say is that I saw in the blue storm wave spell in a couple of relationships in my life, people being like, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. Don't stop me. And that was complicated, right? Because it wasn't yellow human time, but that was sort of epicentric to yellow human behavior. And so it's mixed up, it's complicated, and I learned a lot by moving to Northern California, where I'm from, that I personally feel awkward now when I assess everything through Mayan astrology. There's a voice that's taken over and has an influence that says, you know, you don't have to look at everything through natural time. You don't have to look at everything, scrutinize everything through symbolism of Mayan astrology. Sometimes things just are. And that wasn't happening for me when I lived in a pretty spiritual place in Southern California for years and years. There was a freedom and a richness to just like allocating everything that happened to symbology. But now I'm like more rational and I pull back a little. And so maybe in the blue storm wave spell, the storms were just explosive and volatile, and it wasn't particularly an exercise in free will. It was just people taking up a lot of explosive space after probably feeling hemmed in, pent up. The other thing that I would just observe culturally during yellow human is that we are absolutely seeing this return to normalcy theme take root, and that's cool. You know, I'm feeling my own freedom. I booked a flight for late August or somewhere in the new year, the yellow electric seed year that will start on July 26th. I am planning to go see live music in a few weeks, and I am absolutely fearless about doing it. I just can't believe that there's an opportunity for that. That's a return to normalcy for me, and it almost, you know, makes me, it's a form of ecstatic reaction in my being that I could just be present for live music in a gathering. So I think the yellow human blue storm was a turning point. It was the blue storm wave spell within a blue storm year, and it was the turning point out of pandemic towards aftermath. And now the yellow human moment seems to be empowering people collectively and culturally to start to believe that. And I don't think just exercise a bunch of free will and be like, I don't need a mask. That's not what I'm talking about. It's much more about the celebration, the illumination that we may actually have a very discernible path forward beyond this heavy karma of the last year. And I do also think that the solar moon, which is probably, for me, the underpinning of all my discontent. I mean, other than I am like kind of a malcontent all of my own. Like, if we don't just turn it into an astrology exercise, yeah, I have lots of issues with being despairing generally. But this moment, the solar moon, this ninth moon of the year, is kind of when things started to be really uncomfortable for me again. Uncomfortable, I don't mean in terms of fixing up a house, uncomfortable socially, uncomfortable relationally, really painful in both of those contexts. And again, a lot of us have been like in a bubble where there isn't a bunch of social interaction. So maybe it was just sort of opening the door and feeling the fire and heat and speed of communication in the solar moon as I rejoin society. But the solar moon, now we're in the third week in the West, and it really is accelerating into its transformative moment. It's almost like I can see in the weeks that preceded how we were building towards this arc of transformation. I think when things are fast and bright, you know, using that image of solar, sun-like, that's not my comfort zone. I'm a blue storm. I'm introverted. I don't like all that pressure to go, 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 and to be on fire and to live in the light and seize the day. I like seizing the moment, but whether it's day or night, I don't like an attachment to sunlight, to speed, to acceleration. And also, I don't even like an attachment to wishfulness. Like, I've been caught in the bind of wishing and wanting and yearning, and it's depleting and it takes me out of the present moment. But when we're in the solar moon, the words behind it are about intent, you know, that we have formed behind us through this long year that started July 26. We have all this knowledge and experience that allows us to make wishes that are relevant and not egotistical and selfish, but they are actually informed by the life experience we've gathered this year. And so what we're wishing for is relevant and real, and it's part of a realization. And I'd like you to try to pay attention to the thoughts or desires that are sort of repetitive about, like, oh, I really wish I could, I really wish I could, I really wish I could. And, you know, note them in some way, because it's happening to you. The solar moon is happening to you. And yeah, I sort of went off on that tangent about why it's uncomfortable for me. You know, this is hard if you're a longtime listener, that I'm always referencing that I find my mom's energy difficult, but I do. And so that's another self-own, is that I'm just existing in the solar moon, which is the same tone as my mother and my upbringing. So you could have a parallel experience if you have difficult parenting, or if you have a difficult ex, or you have, you know, your version of the enemy, meaning like a place where it's not harmonious, a relationship that's not harmonious in your life or your life history, traveling through that being's Mayan tribe or tone will illustrate what about them was stressful and irritating or harmful. You know, it's an echo, it's reverb of something that you were haunted by when it was happening. And so it doesn't mean that speed, acceleration, and light are just terrible across the board or even distasteful for me. But I had an implant where I, you know, was raised in a very confined situation as an only child with a single parent who was always aiming for something that wasn't present out there in the future. We've got to get this going. I've got to do this. I'm so intentional. But to me, the experience was of like, I'm not seen because my parent is only seeing what needs to get done, what needs to get created, what needs to take life in the world. And so meanwhile, ignoring like the little seed of life, you know, right in front of you. I'm way, way beyond this being the hardship, but I can tell from this moon that I got uncomfortable in the same ways as in my upbringing. Really uncomfortable. So, as always, trying not to make this like a long therapy exercise, but to show how I sometimes grapple with relational energy through the calendar, how I try to accept it, even if I'm really uncomfortable, that, you know, the solar moon is only halfway over. Seeing it as a growth exercise, that whatever comes up and is tumultuous in this time and replicates a lot of childhood feelings that I had is a form of exorcism or release. Like, it's coming up so it can come out. It's surfacing. And so you can find your own parallels. I think my headphones are making it so that I hear my dog snoring more than I used to. So if you have been listening to my dog snoring while my old bad headphones made it so I couldn't hear that, I apologize. Maybe you need to listen to the podcast with bad earphones. I'm sort of trying to smother them so they won't do that. It is a white mirror day. Let's do that. Let's do an in-depth the days to come kind of thing. Because I'm very distracted. I don't like Instagram. I'm not really communicating enough with the listenership or the people that wish they could feel the path of natural time day by day. I'm abdicating that kind of connectivity, and I apologize. I do like to detail the days that are in our immediate path, so we have time. So here we are, white mirror, white resonant mirror. The important thing about resonant days is that they are delineating that the next time it's white mirror, which will be 20 days from now, because we cycle always 20 days between each tribe, the next time it's white mirror, it'll be white magnetic mirror. It will be the white mirror wave spell. White resonant mirror has a bit of augury for that wave spell to come. Themes that I've found in this day is that, yes, I had sacrifice, but there was a joyfulness and I wasn't alone. And that is absolutely true of the human sacrifice ritual. It was a big, crowded event with a lot of community vibration behind it and appreciation, because it was in ancient times an act of grandeur and like auspicious divinity or religiosity. And it was spectacle and it was beautiful to behold the pyramid, to be in a celebration of some massive transit where a soul is lifted off earth to enter heaven. So I would say that when a white mirror day has other people that you can sort of share the vibe with, then it actually is seated more deeply in its historic truth. So something's taken away, there's a loss today, and then in that moment you're like, oh yeah, because it's a white mirror day, that was my sacrifice, that's what I had to give up. And at the same time, it's a super spiritual day, because the whole day is focused on entry to heaven, an organized one, and it's not a day for work, it's not a day for doing nothing, it's a purposeful day that's spirit and ceremony based. So that can happen by accident, but you can notice if your life lined up in accordance with that somehow. Tomorrow is Blue Galactic Storm. Tomorrow happens to be, yeah, like I should be podcasting again. That's not going to happen. This is going to be a weird week. So let me just say that tomorrow, Tuesday, is Blue Galactic Storm, which is a remembrance of the Blue Storm wave spell, which doesn't sound fun. But the galactic days are always recapitulations and reiterations of the wave spell that we just last had. It's taking that wave spell and weaving it into this one, integrating the two. That's what the day is for. When we're in the galactic moon, it's a bit different, because it's not really about weaving something in. It's about spending 4 weeks, 28 days, which we did right before the solar moon, integrating everything that came before it. So the first seven moons occur, and then the galactic day integrates everything that happened in those seven moons, seven times 28, whatever the math is, all those days. But in the wave spell, the galactic day to me is that, but it adds weaving the last wave spell into this one and closing the door on Blue Storm. That's interesting. The Galactic Day is, 20 days past the beginning of the Blue Storm wave spell, and the Resonant Day is 20 days prior to the wave spell. So 40 days ago was Blue Resonance Storm, and it was calling in the Blue Storm energy, and then we had the Blue Storm wave spell, and now we're going to close it out. That's Tuesday. I think you know what storm is. I don't know what to say about it. Can there be another storm tomorrow? Okay, let's see what happens. There's a lot in the Blue Storm time. It's a Blue Storm day within a Blue Storm year, still and always. Till we get to the end of this year, every Blue Storm day is compounding or connecting us to the Blue Storm year. And then Wednesday will be solar. It'll be a solar day within a solar moon. It'll be the solar day of the wave spell of yellow human and the solar moon of the wave spell that began July 26th. And the solar day, I think you understand what that is, but just notice it's going to be pretty big to have a solar day within the solar moon. And it'll be yellow solar sun, which is always the day after Blue Storm. We always have Blue Storm followed by yellow sun. We always have a storm followed by the clearing of the sky and the return of light and heat. Blue Storm is sort of like the obfuscation of light and heat, the absence, the darkening and explosive sky. Like the sky is dark and explosive when there's no clear penetrating sunlight. You know that. That's basic weather. So in yellow solar sun, you can hear that. It's a doubling of energy. It's a way of talking about the sun in both the tribe and tone languages. So that's a pretty big day. It's a pretty fiery day. It's a pretty light day, a pretty illuminated day. My mom had a dog that was a yellow solar sun for 13 or 15 years, a dachshund. And she was that. She was always, they were a good match. They were both solar. But she was, just darting, racing, little speed demon and full of light. Wherever she went, she was remarked on. What a sweetie, what a sort of regal being. So I think of her and how pure light is just also the distillation, the essence of beauty. That yellow solar sun is a day that is really invoking like crystalline, perfect beauty. And somehow all these days, I'm reminding you, live within the yellow human wave spell that we're in. So every day has these distinguishing characteristics, but they're all part of the yellow human wave spell experience of growth and exposure to what it is to be a human. Obviously, we are human beings, but our little dogs and our cats and our plants are also experiencing what it is to be human right now. I would say my dogs are acting more human than usual. I am not sure how I can describe that, but I'll keep my eye out. And then I think we're up to Thursday. We'll be in a planetary day, red planetary dragon, and that's always the pairing, solar then planetary, pulsing intention, and then realizing manifestation. There is the request, and then there is the receipt. I would like this. This you shall have. This, I would like this, and this you shall have might be two different things. I would like this. You shall have this. It's God is parental in this exchange, and we're childlike. We think we know what we want, but God might have another idea of something we don't even know that we want more, or that God wants for us more than what we want for ourselves. I'd rather you had this. Reminds me a lot of my Christmas lists, which were probably full of like Barbie campers. I never got anything like that. I got like gemstones or new cords, new corduroys, but you know, the dream, the childlike dream of like, no, this is everything I want. That's solar, and planetary is kind of what we need. I'll try to jump in on Thursday and counterbalance and have a podcast. It has been difficult and it's been technologically demanding, and I am trying to revive. But thanks again for waiting. I am Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And Mayan, we say, in Lakesh.